Reports of hate crimes to the FBI have gone up over the past 2 years, but what constitutes a hate crime is frequently misunderstood. If the intent behind a crime can be proven to be hatred of a victim for certain characteristics, that's a hate crime, but not all hateful actions are crimes. At a recent forum in Rapid City, criminal justice officials came together to discuss hate crimes and take questions from local residents. Pennington County State's Attorney Mark Vargo says a single criminal act can potentially have hundreds or thousands of victims if hate underlies the crime.
The purpose of a hate crime is so often not just to lash out at the person who's standing in front of me, but to send a message to all of the people like that person that I'm trying to reach, intimidate, harass.
He says all hate crimes must be taken seriously because vandalism can easily escalate to bodily violence. South Dakota's hate crime statutes protect the statuses of race, ethnicity, religion, ancestry, or national origin. Federal hate crimes add biases against sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. U.S. Attorney Randy Seiler says even hateful speech is free speech unless there's a credible threat of harm. He says that includes the ugly messages found on social media. But he says postings can sometimes make a record that's helpful to the feds.
We do a lot of search warrants for social media sites these days for a variety of different types of offenses and crimes. And so it's become a fruitful area for the collection of evidence in terms of people bragging about things that they've done, making admissions with respect to their type of conduct.
Seiler says his office has a policy of community outreach to keep discussions going. Harriet Brings is a Rapid City advocate for Native issues who serves on the Police Department Advisory Board.
I got involved because I wanted answers. I want more of my people, more Native Americans to come and join me. We need to be part of it so we can ask questions.
Brings says more Native people need to get involved within the institutions to have a greater influence on policies. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.